AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. President Obama is making a last-minute visit to Capitol Hill trying to save his landmark trade bill. We go live to our Jerry Boatlander, who's there.
Rita, the president is meeting with House Democrats behind closed doors, making a personal push for support for fast-track trade authority. It is a tough sell. Most Democrats oppose the measure, believing it'll cost jobs. Now, the president headed here as the House was debating his proposal. In an unusual alliance, House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Paul Ryan urged support for the president's top second-term priority.
Is America going to shape the global economy? Or is it going to shape us?
Meanwhile, Texas Democrat Lloyd Doggett argued against it.
Reject this bill and develop a better alternative that reflects our values and 21st century economic realities.
Democrats appear ready to also bring down a bill that calls for training workers who are displaced by trade agreements, and that would bring down TPA. The votes on both are expected to be very close. Rita?
Jerry Boatlander live on Capitol Hill. Now to New York, where we're learning more about how those escaped killers busted out of Dannemora a week ago. The Clinton County DA says a prison employee gave them illegal items, though he isn't saying exactly what. He said Joyce Mitchell did not give the inmates the power tools they used to escape.
She brought contraband in the facility, but I'm not going to get into what it was.
Going to court today in a separate case, a man arrested last night in Rhode Island in connection with a terror plot in Boston. Authorities aren't talking about the specific charges against Nicholas Rovinsky, except to say that his arrest comes after police shot dead a terror suspect in Boston, a man named Usama Rahim. This is AP Radio News. The co-pilot who deliberately slammed a plane load of passengers into the French Alps 3 months ago apparently was researching other ways of killing himself right up to the end. German prosecutors confirmed today that he had recently researched how to get hold of deadly drugs. Our Jamie Keaton reports from Paris that Andreas Lubitz feared he was losing his eyesight.
Mr. Lubitz had 7 medical appointments within the month before the March 24th crash, including 3 appointments with a psychiatrist. He also had contact with eye doctors and neurologists and was very concerned about the fact that this eye ailment might keep him from his great passion, which was flying.
Police in suburban New York have arrested 8 people in a sports betting operation as investigators there crack down on mob-run gambling and loan-sharking operations as well. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, 2/4 of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.